Hastings linked to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. The Hastings High girls hosting Waverly, and then the Hastings High boys and the Beatrice guys this evening. The girls' game is up first, Hastings High and Waverly, and Greg Mays is with us, head basketball coach of the Hastings High girls. Coach, we haven't gotten into that W column. We still got the goose egg on the win side here, but your girls are getting close, don't you think, Coach? They're in ball games, but they just can't finish them off. Not consistent enough, right?
Yeah, we think we've taken a step forward from last year in that we're scoring the basketball better for at least three quarters of games. Seems like we always have a quarter where we get stalled out a little bit. But, we're putting the ball in the basket, which has given us more chances to win. You know, we've been right in the ball game with some good teams through a quarter, through a half, and we've just got to get one where we go four quarters and finish it off.
Is that the only thing you can do, Coach, continue to practice and continue to look for that consistency with just the repetition of it? And that's really all you can do, isn't it?
Yeah, we're trying to address things physically. You know, we've got some physical turnovers that we're having because we're not ball faking with the ball or we're not protecting the ball well enough. But we're also trying to work on things on the mental side of it. You know, we sat down the other day and talked a long time about, you know, believing that next shot is going to go in and believing that next quarter is our quarter. And because too often if you think you're not going to play well, you're right. And I think, that's one thing that when you've been struggling to get wins, which we have the last couple of years, sometimes that can start dragging you down, start be a weight on your shoulders, and you start losing to some people who are equal with you. And we've got to fight that.
And that really comes into play, doesn't it, Coach? As young as you are, you got a lot of young players on this varsity roster. Yeah, you have a couple seniors, but the youngsters, it may be doubly difficult to get that turned around upstairs, right?
Yeah, with only one starter back, and we've got three sophomores playing a lot. We've got a freshman playing a lot. They're still trying to get honed into that varsity speed. And then, you know, you lose four or five games to open up the year, and they're starting to think, boy, this is never going to get any better. I really think it is going to get better. Number one, our schedule is not it doesn't get easy, but it is not the gauntlet it is at the beginning of the year here, where we've only been at home for one game, and we've seen three or four rated teams and seen probably the best team in the state, not just this year, but for the last decade. And so, we've seen some great teams, and so the girls have to keep that in mind that we have to stay even keeled and keep playing and stay positive.
Yeah, you talk about Seward, number one there, and the defending state champions for these many years. And you don't have a team on your schedule you lost to, Coach, that has a losing record. And so that I guess makes you grow, doesn't it, Coach? You hope it does as you move through the season.
Well, it either makes you grow or it kills you. Yeah. You know, it's one of those two things. And really, we try to remind the girls that it is one of those two things. It doesn't just automatically make you better. If you don't internalize the lessons without internalizing the losses, you're in big trouble. You know, if you start to think of yourself as the team that loses all the time, well, you're going to end up being right. So, we've talked a lot about the mental side of the game this week.
The next opportunity is always the next game. It's Waverly tonight. We'll talk about the Hastings High Waverly girls game in specifics after this timeout on this afternoon's pregame show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Welcome back to our pregame show before high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. The Hastings High girls in their final game before the Christmas break, taking on Waverly here tonight. Greg Mays with us, girls basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. What about this Waverly ball club, Coach? 2-2. Looks like they got a pretty tall unit to start, a pretty big up front. A couple girls look like they can score a lot of points for them. So they've got some pretty good talent here.
Yeah, they've got their top three scorers back from last year. You know, and in basketball, a triangle of scorers will always do you a lot of good. They've got two guards in Shipman and Schulke who have very similar skill sets. You know, they're both what I would say are good shooters, not great shooters, and they're both good ball handlers, not great ball handlers. So it's not like you can say one of them's the point guard and one of them's the shooter. It's kind of nice for them. They kind of trade roles, and you'll see they really look for each other well. You know, I think they've played a lot of basketball together. And then to finish the triangle, they got the Bender girl inside, big, strong, 6'1" girl, very physical rebounder, physical going to the hoop, who gives them that inside presence. So they're a nice, balanced team.
What do you have to do to counter that inside presence, Coach? Defensively, looks like your defense is going to get another big test tonight. What do you have to do to counter the height and that good inside play?
Well, as long as we can keep Britton Thomas on the floor, we can go big on big. And Britton isn't the most physical presence in the world, but she is very good at using her height. She's very long, and she gives post players who are kind of used to being the big bully, she gives them some trouble because they're not used to turning around and seeing hands up over their head. And Britt can do that. So the key for her is positioning when her girl doesn't have the ball. If she gets, pushed down under the basket, then she's going to end up with fouls. She's got to keep them out away from the basket a little bit, and I think she's improving on that. And then guard play, well, we've just got to contain those girls and not give up the drives. We're probably going to give up a couple shots, but the ones they miss, we've got to rebound.
Rebounding will be a key. Also, want to coach against the you got to have the good position to do that rebounding, don't you, Coach? And that's going to be a key tonight, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be rebounding and effort. It's no secret we want to get up and down the court. And at York, we were playing very, very well offensively, but we couldn't get any transition going because York was just shooting the ball until they were done. They were offensive rebound after offensive rebound. And, we get to the end of the first quarter and the middle of the second quarter, and, boy, we've scored off of every offensive set we have, but we haven't got any of those transition sets, and York had been able to keep up with us because they'd been getting offensive rebounds. So it's huge for us tonight that we finish the defensive end. We've been playing some pretty good defense. We've got to finish the defensive end with rebounding so that we can run. And so that we're not only getting half-court points, we're also getting transition points.
Ball club, Coach, going into the break here, the tournament, of course, is next week. But, boy, a big one from your girls' standpoint, I would think, Coach, if they can get a win here tonight and get that first W, really take some momentum into the tournament and the rest of the season. So from that aspect, important ball game for your young ladies tonight, isn't it?
It's huge. We did not play well. We did not coach well. We did not do anything well at York. And so to have this extra game because of weather right now, is probably a pretty good thing. This would have been a pretty rough week of practice mentally if we hadn't had a game to play before we go home for Christmas. So, we're excited of the quirk in scheduling here to get another chance, to get a chance in front of the home crowd to kind of show people what we think we are as a team and not what we showed the other night at York.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.
Greg Mays, basketball coach for the Hastings High Girls. Stay tuned. We have a basketball doubleheader coming your way. Up first, Hastings High Girls and Waverly. That's up next.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome to Hastings High School and high school basketball here on 1230
KHAS Radio on this Thursday before the Christmas holiday. Blaine Bulis with you. A doubleheader tonight for the Hastings High basketball teams. They will play the Waverly Girls, will the Hastings High Girls, in the first game here. And the Hastings High Boys take on Beatrice. A little unusual in the fact that there's two different teams coming in. This Waverly game was scheduled for earlier this month here in Hastings. The weather took care of that, postponed it until tonight, so they moved it to a game here tonight. The Beatrice boys were scheduled to come in and play Hastings High tonight anyway, so we have a girls-boys doubleheader for you. The Hastings High girls and Waverly in game one. The Hastings High boys take on the unbeaten Beatrice Orangemen in game number two. Up tonight first, Hastings High girls and Waverly. The Hastings High Tigers coming in as we talked with Coach Greg Mays on the pregame show. No wins this season yet. Five losses for the Tigers. They started against the defending Class B state champion Seward. Blue Jays got beat 62-24. The Tigers' only other home game was a loss to North Platte in the second game of the season, 43-32. Then losses on the road at Holdridge, 63-41. At Columbus, 69-44. Columbus 6-1 on the year. Holdridge still unbeaten. And a loss at York last Saturday to 4-1 York now. York winning at 58-38. So this is the after three on the road for the Hastings High Tigers, only their second home game of the season. They are 0-5 on the season. The Tigers come in, they've scored 35 points a game. They've given up, though, 59. That's been one of the thorns for the Tigers. They've given up almost 60 points per contest, albeit they have played some outstanding basketball teams, especially Seward, Holdridge, Columbus, York, not bad either. They have not played a team with a losing record yet this season. Last Saturday at York, the Tigers down only 30-26 at York, but scored only 12 points in the second half. Got outscored 28-12 in the second half. Ended up dropping the game at York 58-38 in that one. Zoe Mays had 16 for Hastings High in that basketball game to lead the way. Maddie Stokes had 8 for the Lady Tigers. They dropped their last game at York 58-38, and the Tigers look again for victory number one on the season before they take a few days off. The 5-day moratorium goes into effect starting tomorrow. No practices, no games Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and the competition will pick up again a week from Wednesday as far as practices and competition is concerned. And the Hastings High Lady Tigers will be competing at the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament in Lexington this year, next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 28th, 29th, and the 30th. They will have three games in that tournament, as all the teams will, girls and boys, tournament next week, the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference tournament, that annual between Christmas and New Year's conference tournament. But the focus tonight for the Hastings High girls, the Waverly Lady Vikings. The Vikings have come in this season, and Coach Anthony Harms' ball club has won 2 and lost 2. They've played an all-B competition so far. They lost to Lincoln Pius to start the season, 56-46. They defeated Elkhorn 47-41, then won at Blair in their first road game 61-33, and then won last Friday at home against Gretna. Lost to Gretna by the score of 50-35. Gretna 6-0 on the season. So the Lady Vikings at 2-2 on the season. Hastings High is 0-5. The starting lineups now. The starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Scheduled to start for the Hastings High Tigers tonight, the 5'8 senior Zoe Mays, 10 points, 7 rebounds per game. 6'3 senior Britton Thomas, 3.8 points, 5 rebounds per contest. They are the two seniors on the Hastings High roster, a young ball club. Marika Van Brocklin will start, a 5'6 sophomore, 5.6 points per game. Mel Nagy, a 5'3" junior, 3.6 points per game. And also starting, the 5'8 sophomore Maddie Stokes, 4.5 points per game for Stokes. So the sophomore Maddie Stokes, the junior Mel Nagy, the sophomore Marika Van Brocklin, and two seniors, Zoe Mays and Britton Thomas, for the Hastings High Tigers. For the visitors from Waverly, the Lady Vikings will start their leading scorer, Sierra Jaden, a 5'10" junior, 15 points a game for Jaden. Olivia Boonder, a 6'1" sophomore, 14 points, 8 rebounds per game. Alicia Lovelace is a 5'11" junior. She will get a start tonight for the Waverly Lady Vikings. Allison Shipman, a 5'4" senior guard, and Remy Sass, a 5'8" senior. We expect to see a lot of Kenzie Schluke, who Coach Mays talked about in the pregame show, another 5'7" guard, a junior for the Vikings. But they are scheduled to start Sierra Jaden, a junior, Olivia Boonder, a sophomore, Alicia Lovelace, a junior, Remy Sass, a senior, and Allison Shipman, also a senior. Now it's time for our national anthem. And the playing of our national anthem here this evening before the Hastings High girls in Waverly in girls high school basketball, to be followed by the Hastings High boys and the Beatrice Orangemen here tonight. Again, for the Waverly Lady Vikings, Sierra Jaden, Remy Sass, Olivia Boonder, Alicia Lovelace, and Allison Shipman will start. For Hastings High, Zoe Mays, Mel Nagy, Britton Thomas, Marika Van Brocklin, and Maddie Stokes. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Starting lineups being introduced to the crowd here at Hastings High School. And again, the Lady Tigers looking for victory number one before they take a few days off before the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference tournament, which will be next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Lexington this year. The Hastings High girls, by the way, will take on Columbus. The Tigers are the eighth seed in that tournament. Columbus, the number one seed, a very good Columbus ball club this year. Columbus, the number one seed, Hastings High eight. The Tigers will take on the Discoverers next Wednesday, December 28th at 2 o'clock in Lexington in the first round. Win or lose, the Tigers will play at 2 o'clock on Thursday, the 29th. They play for all eight places, so every team will play three games. The Tigers of Hastings beginning with Columbus next Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament. But again, this is the final tune-up before the Christmas break for Hastings High and Waverly. 2-2 Lady Vikings, the 0-5 Lady Tigers, Hastings High and Waverly girls high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Also tonight, locally, the St. Cecilia boys and girls are playing at Sandy Creek over in Fairfield. Those games can be heard on Platte River Radio's The Breeze. That's KLIQ-FM 94.5, and those games scheduled to start around 6 o'clock with the opening tip-off there. But here it's the white of Hastings High, the white home uniforms, the orange and black trim, the orange numerals for the Tigers as they will go from right to left, and the maroon of the Lady Vikings of Waverly, and the black trim and the black numerals for Waverly Lady Vikings. And Hastings High's Britton Thomas, a 6'3 senior, will jump center against Olivia Boonder, the 6'1 sophomore. Two sophomore, a sophomore Boonder, the 6'3 senior Thomas. And here we go, the basketball in the air and the tip controlled by the Lady Vikings. And here we go with the Vikings shooting at the basket to our right. Hastings High will start out in a man-to-man defense with the basketball. Pass inside to Boonder. She will score easily. Pass inside to Boonder, and she hits the first field goal of the game. Too easy there for Boonder. 2-0 Waverly. The front court, the Tigers lose the basketball on the steal. Front court running is Shipman, and Allison Shipman palms the basketball. So the teams trade turnovers here. And it will be Tiger basketball. Backcourt pressure by the Lady Vikings. Up 2-0 early in this one. In the backcourt, Zoe Mays for Hastings High gives up her dribble, passes back to Mel Nagy. The Tigers try to break this press. They do it half court to Marika Van Brocklin. And Brocklin for the Tigers with the basketball. Double team there. Triple team now. Gets rid of the basketball to Mel Nagy, and a whistle as that pass goes out to Nagy. A foul called on Alicia Lovelace of the Vikings of Waverly. Non-shooting situation. That foul about 30 feet from the basket, and Mays inbounds to Nagy for Hastings High. Tigers down here early 2-0. It's going to be a a zone defense, a 2-3 zone by the Lady Vikings. Tigers working the basketball. Van Brocklin on the right wing now to Nagy. Nagy will control the ball for the Tigers between the rings on the dribble. Directs a little traffic. Left wing to Stokes. Maddie to Nagy. Right side to Van Brocklin. Marika with it. Free throw line to Mays. Left wing. Driving is Stokes. Lost control of the ball. Coming out of there with it is Boonder. Turnover on the Tigers. They're second. Driving all the way. Putting the shot up and good this time as Sierra Jaden. Her first field goal, and Jaden makes it 4-0, Lady Vikings. So Jaden and Boone are the top two scorers, have scored the first field goals for the Lady Vikings. Backcourt, it's Van Brocklin. The Tigers trying to break this zone pressure in the backcourt, and a 10-second call. Tigers can't get it across half court in the 10 seconds allowed. Turnover number three on Hastings High. Remy Sass will throw the ball in on the near sideline between the rings for the Vikings, and does to Sierra Jaden. Jaden to Boone underneath. To Sass. Her shot up, no good, but she's bumped on the play. Pass from the free throw line underneath to Remy Sass. Shot was no good, but she was fouled on the play. Britton Thomas picks up the foul, and that's one thing the Tigers don't want to have happen is have the 6'3". Thomas, who provides a little height to match Boonder's 6'1 frame, and Loveless at 5'11 for the Lady Vikings. Can't have Thomas in foul trouble. Free throw up, no good. Remy Sass at the line shooting two, foul in the act, missed the first. It's 4-0 Waverly. 6:28 to go in period number one. Second free throw up by Sass is good, makes 1 out of 2. 5-0 Waverly over Hastings High. And pressure in the backcourt, inbounded Zoe Mays. Couple left-handed dribbles, passes into the front court. Too high for Nagy, but it goes to Britton Thomas. Pass underneath to Stokes, off her fingertips, and picked off out of there by Allison Shipman. Fourth turnover in the Tigers. Shipman into the scoring zone for Waverly. Front court now to Jaden to the baseline. Pass underneath to Boonder. Her shot's going to be up and good. Olivia Boonder gets her second field goal, and it's 7-0 Waverly. The Tigers digging a hole early. 2 minutes gone in the game. They're down 7-0. Mays in the backcourt to Van Brocklin. Tigers got to break this zone pressure. They get it to Mays. Crosses the timeline. Now to Nagy. Now Nagy to the baseline. Underneath to Britton Thomas. She goes to the floor. And three players are now on the deck, and the jump ball is called. Alternate possession. It will stay with Hastings High. First substitution the basketball game for the Tigers will be Paige Kennedy, the 5'6 junior. Paige at 4 rebounds on the season for the Tigers. Out goes Maddie Stokes, the sophomore. So Paige Kennedy checks in for the Tigers. They inbound the ball. Marika Van Brocklin has the ball to the left baseline. Works that baseline. Double team there. Nowhere to go with the ball. And she bounces it off a Lady Viking and out of bounds. So Van Brocklin got rid of the ball, bounced it off Boonder. Off the Waverly player, Tigers to throw it in. Zoe Mays will inbound for the Tigers. She does, and a shot put up right from the get-go is good by Marika Van Brocklin. Inbounds pass. Van Brocklin hits the field goal, and it's the first bucket for the Tigers, 7-2. Took the Tigers about 2.5 minutes to score, but they're on the board. They trail 7-2. Our first of two here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Waverly in the front court. Allison Shipman, free throw line to Loveless. To Jaden. Sierra with a long three in the air, nothing but the bottom of the net. 5 for Jaden. 10-2 in favor of Waverly. Their biggest lead now at 8. Sierra buries that three. Front court, it's Nagy for Hastings High. Mel with it. The Tigers bothered by the zone pressure of the Vikings. There's a pass picked off by Shipman. She gets the basketball to Jaden. She will drive, shoot, miss the shot, and Mays rebounds. Tigers turn it over, but no damage there as Waverly misses the inside shot. Front court, Van Brocklin. Marika with it to Mays. Three-pointer from the wings. Going to be nothing but net there. Zoe Mays with her first field goal. It's a three-pointer. The lead cut to 5-10-5, the Vikings. Front court, Jaden now to Sass. To Loveless, to Jaden. Left alone for three. Sierra shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Zoe Mays. Mays for the Tigers to Nagy. Nagy bumped in the backcourt. No way for Sierra Jaden to avoid Mel Nagy and fouled on the play. Two check in, Nikki Larson, 5'9 sophomore, Shayna Polivka. Polivka, 5'8 senior for Waverly. So Polivka and Larson in the game. Going out, Loveless and the Sass for the Lady Vikings. Tiger basketball down 10-5 here. And the Tigers have the ball. Paige Kennedy with it to Zoe Mays. Cross court to the Nagy, tipped away from her, but goes out of bounds. Tipped there by Nikki Larson, the sophomore. She could not retrieve it before goes out of bounds. Tigers to throw it in far sideline. 4:09 to go first quarter. 10-5, Waverly. Mel Nagy with the basketball for Hastings High. Tigers working against this zone defense, the 2-3 of the Vikings from the wing. Nagy for three is going to be out of there, no good. Fight for it on the baseline, and coming out of there with it is Nikki Larson. Vikings have the basketball. They move it into the front court. Allison Shipman, the senior, with the basketball. Passes to Nikki Larson. Back to Shipman. We're left alone for three, and the air will be air ball. No good, trying to save it, but not able to do so. Yes, Sierra Jaden got basketball after not hitting the rim. Hit the end line, and it goes out of bounds off Waverly. Quickly checking back in, Remy Sass. Allison Shipman will rest for the first time. So Remy Sass back in. Backcourt pressure, zone pressure in the backcourt by the Vikings. Marika Van Brocklin tripped in the backcourt there. Shayna Polivka picks up the foul. Her first foul in the backcourt, non-shooting situation. The Tigers will still have to come the length of the floor against pressure in the backcourt by the Vikings. Checking in for Hastings High. Alex Schmidt, a 5'2" freshman. The Tigers, very young, get the freshman Schmidt. 1.8 points per game in the game. Mel Nagy goes out. And Brocklin to throw it in for the Tigers. 10-5, Waverly. In the backcourt to Alex Schmidt. Schmidt fouled on the near sideline in the backcourt. Really unnecessary foul. That's two on Olivka. The Vikings foul in the backcourt. Now they fall back. They'll give up the pressure in the backcourt. The Tigers inbounded, and Alex Schmidt will dribble it into the scoring zone for the Tigers. Basket to our left here at Hastings High School to Mays. Shot up with the left hand by Schmidt. It's going to be off the iron. No good. The rebound out of there by Boonder. Olivia passes the basketball into the front court. Underneath, nice pass. Underneath, blocked out of bounds by Britton Thomas. The shot there by Nikki Larson, knocked out of bounds on the block by Britton Thomas. Vikings to throw it in. They lead 10-5, 3:14 to go, first quarter. Counting the ball is going to be Jaden. Sierra does, and the shot put up right out of the inbound play is going to be no good by Boonder. Lost out of bounds off of the Tiger. They fight for that offensive rebound, and it'll be Waverly basketball. And Sierra Jaden, the junior, will throw it in. Bounds the ball. And now Sass has it for the Vikings. Inside shot put up there. Blocked again by Thomas. That shot by Polivka was blocked by Thomas, and Britton came down with the ball. Tigers have it now in the offensive zone. Two blocks there for Britton Thomas. Mays pass underneath before the pass. Zoe had to travel. Tigers turn it over for the sixth time. Allison Shipman, Alicia Loveless, two starters check back in for the Vikings. They have the basketball. Remy Sass will throw it in, does to Allison Shipman. The starting guards bring it up for the Vikings ahead. 10-5, 2:50 and running in period number one. Sass now right side to Shipman on the wing for three. Off there, no good. Long rebound picked up by Boonder. And she double dribbled as she headed for the hoop. Olivia Boonder double dribbles. Turnover, Waverly basketball, Tigers. Bailey Petzl, 5'7 sophomore. 2.5 points a game. Checks in for the first time. The sophomore Petzl in for Hastings High. Mays in the backcourt to Petzl. The Tigers controlled it in the backcourt to Schmidt. And a whistle as Alex got across the timeline. She was fouled on the play. Foul called on Remy Sass. That's her first. Five on the Vikings, only one on Hastings High. Throw in by the Tigers at the timeline. 2:34 to go in the first. Mays throws it in to Alex Schmidt. And the freshman will dribble it into the scoring zone for Hastings High. Right side to Van Brocklin. Marika with it. To Schmidt. To Mays. To Van Brocklin. And Brocklin to the free throw line. Has to give it up to Schmidt. Right side pass going to be knocked out of bounds by Remy Sass. It's intended for Bailey Petzl, but Sass gets a hand in there and knocks it out of bounds. Tigers play it in once again. Petzl to Schmidt. Alex with it. A lot of length on this Waverly team, and they play that zone inside to Britton Thomas. Double team back out. Shot put up for three in the air. Is going to be off there. No good by Petzl. Tigers get the offensive rebound. Zoe Mays now to Schmidt. To Bailey Petzl. Bailey with it. Looks and looks. Now has a couple of dribbles, gives up the dribble and a timeout called by Greg May. So the Tigers take a timeout. They try to find a little offense here. 1:54 to go, first quarter. Waverly 10, Hastings High 5. We're back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tiger basketball as we return here with 1:54 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-5 Waverly. Tigers have never led, and they throw it in. Bailey Petzold looks for someone to throw it into. Does to Alex Schmidt. To Zoe Mays. Baseline drive. Shot up no good by Mays. Tipped around on the baseline off of a Lady Viking. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own basket. Mays head strong to the hoop there, just missed the shot, but Vikings can't control the rebound, and Mays will throw it in for the Tigers. Yes, she is the daughter of head coach Greg Mays. Zoe, the senior, leads the team in scoring 10 points a game and 7 rebounds per contest, one of the two seniors. Down to the other senior, Britton Thomas. To Petzold, to Schmidt, to Bailey Petzold. Petzold, a sophomore now, to Mays. Van Brocklin, a three from the wing by Marika, is going to be off there, no good. Battle for it on the baseline, knocked out of bounds off of a Tiger. And it'll be Lady Vikings basketball. Quickly going to check into the game for the Tigers. It's going to be Bailey Christie, a 5'3 junior. So Bailey Christie in there replacing Zoe Mays. First rest for Mays. Viking basketball. Waverly will come the length of the floor. No backcourt pressure by the Tigers, and basketball controlled by Allison Shipman. Shipman into the front court. Man-to-man defense by the Tigers. They've been in that all evening long. Top of the key and a travel. Nikki Larson, the sophomore, traveled before she could dribble that basketball. Third turnover on the Vikings. 6 on Hastings High. Zoe Mays quickly back in for a little offense here. Mays, the best offensive player by the Tigers, and she got a bit of a rest. Paige Kennedy checks back in. Quickly out. Bailey Christie after one shift on defense, and Marika Van Brocklin goes out. 1:16 to go, first quarter, 10-5 Waverly, Tiger basketball. Front court with it, it's Alex Schmidt. Schmidt on the right side to Mays. Zoe with it, top of the key to Kennedy. Page's pass is deflected, she gets it back to Petzold. Bailey to the left baseline, drives under there, puts a scoop shot up, no good. Rebound shot up, no good by Kennedy, and a whistle. Paige Kennedy on the offensive board there. She's fouled on the play, she got the offensive rebound. That's 2 on Alicia Loveless. And to the free throw line is going to be Paige Kennedy, and she will shoot 2 for Hastings High. The Tigers trying to cut into this lead a little bit. Kennedy's free throw bounce around and no good. Back into the game, Remy Sass for the Vikings. Alicia Loveless goes out. Paige Kennedy at the line. Paige, a 5'6 junior, misses the first free throw. She'll throw up the second. The right hand, this one in the air, and this one's good. 1 out of 2 for Kennedy. 10-6 Waverly. Last 4 scored by the Tigers. Rika Van Brocklin quickly back in. Britton Thomas out for the Tigers. Tigers a slow start, fell behind 7-0. But it's now 10-6. Hastings High on the defense here. A little pressure in the backcourt by the Tigers. And to the center stripe court, a blocking foul called on Zoe Mays. The Tigers pick up only their second team foul, and the Vikings will throw it in. Remy Sass will play it in, does to Sierra Jaden of Waverly. Jaden with the basketball, Kennedy on the defense. Less than a minute to go, and a blocking foul called on the Tigers' Paige Kennedy. Her first team's third, Vikings basketball, far sideline. 46 seconds to go in period number 1. 9 fouls in this quarter. Sass throws it in for Waverly. Does to Shipman at the top of the key. Allison with it now. Excuse me, Jaden out of Shipman. She drives in the lane. Shot partially deflected. Grabbed by Kennedy. A deflection there by the Tigers. Bailey Petzold grabbed by Hastings High's Paige Kennedy. And the Tigers control now with 28 seconds to go. And it looks like they're going to play for one shot, says head coach Greg Mays. Zoe Mays with the dribble. 20 seconds to go. It's 10-6. Tigers trying to get within 2 or 1 here at the quarter. Mays goes to the deck, and she is helped there by a Lady Viking defender. So a foul called on the Lady Vikings, and Zoe Mays will have a one in bonus now. Seventh team foul. Nikki Larson picks a foul. 17 fouls on the Vikings. So Zoe Mays will have one and one for Hastings High. Britton Thomas will come into the game. Paige Kennedy goes out. Mel Nagy in. Alex Schmidt out for the Tigers. So Mays with these two could make it 10-8. Still 16 seconds to go in this first quarter. But the Tigers will shoot free throws the rest of the way on 17 fouls already on the Lady Vikings. Mays' free throw no good. Tipped around and grabbed by the Vikings. Sierra Jayden comes out of there with it quickly into the front court with 10 seconds to go. Vikings basketball. Jayden with it with seven. Gets a screen. Will take the three. Partially deflected off the front of the iron. No good. Tigers battle for it. And also tying up the two Tigers on the play is Nikki Larson. 1.5 seconds to go. It'll be Waverly basketball. Into the game quickly. Bailey Christie. Maybe for a little defensive pressure here. The Vikings have 1.5 seconds. They're going to throw it in. They have a chance to get on the board here. 1.5. Throwing the basketball in is going to be Jayden. She does in the lane. An easy shot up there and good at the buzzer by Olivia Boonder. Boonder just got free in the lane and scored easily from 13 feet. Not contested there as the first quarter comes to an end. The field goal gives Waverly the lead. After one, Waverly 12, Hastings High 6. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. Blaine Bulis with you. Our first of two tonight here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Hastings, Nebraska girls high school basketball after one quarter. Waverly 12, Hastings High 6, but a basket at the buzzer there. Olivia Bender, the 6'1 sophomore, just got free about 13 feet from the basket. Took the inbounds pass, had a great look at the hoop. And scored to make it 12-6. The Tigers will have the ball. Zoe Mays inbounds to Mel Nagy. Britton Thomas on the floor. Marika Van Brocklin and Maddie Stokes for the Tigers. The five to start of the game begin period number two. And the Vikings will have a man-to-man defense to start the second quarter of play. 12-6 Waverly. Period number two just underway. Britton Thomas with the ball left side to Mel Nagy for the Tigers. Mel with it. Top of the key to Stokes. Maddie Stokes. This is a sophomore inside to Thomas. Double team back out to Stokes. His upper dribble pass right side to Van Brocklin. Again, it's with Tigers working against the man-to-man defense. Thomas at the top of the key. Looked at the three, didn't take it. To May, she steps back behind the arc, shoots the three. Off, no good, tipped out of bounds. And a foul call in the attempted rebound there on Allison Shipman. Shipman did not have inside position established, and she goes over the back of the Tigers' Marika Van Brocklin. Marika will go to the line to shoot one and one for the Tigers. Tigers one out of three from the line. Got 3 points from Zoe Mays, two from Van Brocklin, one from Paige Kennedy. Van Brocklin's free throw up and good. She earns the bonus. Three for Marika. Marika, of course, the outstanding cross-country runner for Hastings High. Only a sophomore. Second free throw up. This one's going to bounce around. Off, no good. Rebounded by Sass. Remy Sass, Sierra Jayden, Olivia Boonder on the floor, Allison Shipman, and Alicia Loveless, the 10 that started the game starting the second quarter. 12-7 Waverly. Van Brocklin netted one out of two. Sass with it in the corner to Allison Shipman. Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Shot for three is going to be no good. Inside by Sass, partially deflected. Tigers can't get the rebound. Boonder shot up. It'll be short, no good. Another offensive rebound. Jayden out to Boonder. Her shot up, no good this time, but she's fouled in the play. Olivia Boonder has three field goals. She'll go to the line to shoot two here. As Jayden and Boonder play a 1-2 game for the Lady Vikings. Jayden averages 15, Boonder 14 a contest. The foul on the Tigers, Marika Van Brocklin, her first. But Olivia Boonder, the 6'1 sophomore, will go to the line to shoot two here for Waverly. Up and no good. And all lost out of bounds, though, but it's off a Viking. So that was apparently two-shot situation. Making one out of two is Booner. The score is 13-7, so Booner makes one out of two. It's 13-7. Tigers try to break this pressure in the back court. They can't. Passed into the front court off the fingertips of Britton Thomas and out of bounds of the Tigers. Turn it over there on the due to the pressure in the backcourt. That long pass off the hands of a Tiger and out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on Hastings High, 3 on Waverly. Tigers on defense now. In the corner is Allison Shipman. Cross-courts it to Jaden. Takes the shot. Passes back out. Top of the key to Sass. Remy with it. Couple of dribbles. Now top of the key for 3 is Jaden in the air. Off, no good. Rebound near sideline will go out of bounds. Jaden tries to save it. She does, but it had already bounced out of bounds. Off the missed shot. Tiger basketball down 13-7 with 6:18 to go in period number 2. Marika Van Brocklin plays it in the backcourt to Zoe Mays. Again, it's 2-2-1 zone pressure in the backcourt. Mays passes it in the frontcourt to Mel Nagy for the Tigers. Mel with it, pass to Mays. Zoe at the top of the key will slow it up, control the basketball. And the Vikings now will fall back into that 2-3 zone defense here in period number 2. Van Brocklin with it to Mays in the corner. To Thomas, to Van Brocklin for 3 in the air, off the iron, no good, Loveless rebound, outlet pass to Jaden, Jaden front court running for Waverly into the lane, pass to Boonder, turns from 5, shot no good, tipped around, grabbed by Nagy, Mel on the run, Tigers trying to get out on the break here, 2-on-2, Nagy into the front court of the free throw line, her pass is deflected off a Waverly Viking, it goes to the floor, and Sass goes to the floor along with Nagy, alternate possession on the jump ball, it will be basketball to Waverly, so the Tigers will turn it over on that lost possession. And Alex Schmidt, the freshman, back in for the Tigers. First rest, second quarter for Mel Nagy. 5:34 to go before halftime. Waverly 13, Hastings High 7. Timeout on the floor. A timeout called by Anthony Harms, the head coach of the Waverly Vikings. So we'll take a timeout with 5:34 to go before halftime. Waverly 13, Hastings High 7. We're back in 30 seconds.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Well, as Coach Greg Mays was talking about in the pregame show, Tigers have not been consistent enough offensively. Played pretty well first half last Saturday at York, and only 12 points in the second half. They just scored only 7 here tonight. We're 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. They have the one player that averages in double figures, Zoe Mays, but nobody else can. A lot of length and height inside by the Lady Vikings, and Tigers have been forced to shoot from the outside here, and the Vikings have the basketball, and Jaden has it to Shipman. Allison with it to Sass to Jaden. Tigers in the man-to-man now, slowing it up a bit are the Lady Vikings, up by 6. And Sierra Jaden, the junior, with the basketball, right side to Allison Shipman. The Boonder steps out, 17-footer's good. Olivia Boonder now has 9. She steps out there and hits it from about 17. And it's 15-7, biggest lead of the evening. To the timeline and a travel. And the Tigers, Alex Schmidt, 9th turnover on Hastings. Biggest lead of the night, 8 points here for Waverly. 15-7, 5:01 to go. Second quarter, Waverly inbounds the ball. Sass to Shipman. Allison with it, the senior. Lobs the ball inside to Loveless. That's going to be too strong. Picked off by Britton Thomas. Errant pass there. Steele Thomas, basketball, front court. Zoe Mays, Hastings High. Mays to the free throw line in the lane. Shot put up, just blocked on the play by Boonder. And a foul call, though, on Olivia Boonder, her first, and Zoe Mays to the line to shoot 2. Tigers have to get offense out of Mays and get some complimentary scoring to help her, but Waverly well aware that Zoe Mays is the leading scorer for the Tigers. Fouled Mays there, makes the first of 2 to Zoe. She has 4, 15-8, Waverly. First point of the quarter for Hastings High. Second free throw up and good by Zoe. Makes them both. She has 5, and it's 15-9. Tigers down once again by 6 with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. In court, it's Remy Sass. Sass deep in the corner. Shot up there for 3 by Shipman's going to be no good. Long rebound comes to Boonder. She turns, shot blocked by Thomas. It goes on the near baseline, and Zoe Mays comes out of there with it for the Tigers. So another block for Britton Thomas. her third, at least her third, probably her fourth of this first half. So Britton using that 6-3 frame well inside, pass inside to Thomas on the near end. They go to the deck, a couple of players on the floor and a whistle, a jump ball called. It will stay with Hastings High. Tigers will throw it in, the jump ball called there. There's an alternate possession, the arrow pointing to Hastings High, so they'll play it in underneath their own basket. Zoe Mays will throw it in for Hastings High. Doesn't a shot put up for three by Alex Schmidt is going to be off the iron twice, no good. Rebounded out of there and a foul in the backcourt on the Tigers, Alex Schmidt. Fifteen foul on the Tigers, so still non-shooting situation as Bailey Petzold comes in for Paige Kennedy. Marika Van Brocklin also back in for the Tigers. 15-9, Waverly, halfway through period number two. Sass front court for the Waverly Lady Vikings as they have the lead. They've had it all the way. Sass with the ball. They swing it to the left side to Allison Shipman. Inside, shot put up by Loveless is going to be no good. And the weak side rebound by Marika Van Brocklin of Hastings High to Zoe Mays. So the Tigers control there with 3:40 to go. Front court, it's Mays. 2-3 zone for the Lady Vikings. Mays now. Left side to Schmidt. Back to Mays on the baseline. Puts up a runner. Shot going to be deflected there by Boonder. So Boonder in the partial block there and a whistle. Foul going to be called on the Lady Vikings as they battle for that loose ball. And Britton Thomas to the line for Hastings High. That's three fouls on Alicia Loveless, one of the starters. Thomas free throws no good. She's fouled in the act. Got the offensive rebound. She's fouled in the shot attempt. Missed the first of two. Mel Nagy back in. Alex Schmidt out for the Tigers. Britton Thomas has not scored. Missed the first free throw here. Eyes the second. This one's up. And this one's too strong. No good. First one short. Second one strong. Rebound to the Vikings. So the Tigers missed two from the line there. Front court is Allison Shipman. Inside to Boonder. Double team, triple teamed in there. Lost control of the ball. It goes in the lane. Grabbed by the Vikings. They have it on the baseline. It's Remy Sass. Swinging around to Shipman. Corner to Sass. Remy with it. To Jaden. To Shipman for three from the wing in the air, in the hole. Nothing but net fair, a three-pointer. Allison Shipman, her first bucket of the game. Waverly increases its lead to 9. 18-9 with 2:50 to go in period number two. Biggest lead of the night. Thomas front court, and she's whacked on the play. Britton Thomas turned to pass that basketball at 20 feet from the basket, and she was fouled by Remy Sass. And Britton Thomas to the line to shoot two as the Waverly Lady Vikings over the 10-foul limit, at that 10-foul limit, which means two the rest of the way this half for the Tigers. Tigers have made three free throws. They've missed four, and Thomas will shoot two here. 2:48 to go in the second quarter. Waverly 18, Hastings High 9. We'll keep you updated on the St. Cecilia-Sandy Creek games over at Sandy Creek tonight. The only other local teams in action. The Adams Central team's off until next week's Minden Holiday Tournament. Back in the game, Maddie Stokes for Hastings High, and Zoe Mays will get a quick breather, probably a short breather. Britton Thomas will shoot the second. She missed the first here. This one's up. This one's no good. So Thomas has missed four in a row. The Tigers don't convert. Two more free throws. So they're 0-4, 2-6 this quarter. Front court, the Vikings control the ball. Sierra Jaden, the 5'10 junior behind the back dribble, guarded by Marika Van Brocklin. Jaden between the rings with 2.5 minutes to go. Gets the screen, stops, pass inside. Going to be too strong on the pick and roll there to Olivia Boonder, and Waverly turns it over for the fifth time. Tigers with 9 unofficially. And Zoe Mays quickly back into the ball game for Hastings High School. Thomas stays on the floor. Mays in, Van Brocklin's out there. Stokes is out there, and Nagy's out there. Bailey Petzold checks out for the Tigers. 2:22 clock runs, first half. Tigers face pressure in the backcourt. Mel Nagy for the Tigers to the timeline and a whistle. Stepping out of bounds, catching that ball. Maddie Stokes. Maddie caught the ball at the timeline, but she had 1 foot straddling the far sideline. Tigers turn it over for the 10th time. 18-9, Waverly, their basketball. Sierra Jaden in the front court. Van Brocklin on the defense. Pass inside, knocked out of bounds. Intended for Boonder, knocked out of bounds by Mel Nagy. Tigers roll over there on the defensive help for Boonder, who scored 9, and the Tigers knock it out of bounds, and Jaden will throw it in.
Sierra Jaden with the basketball. We'll take the three from the wing in the air in the hole. Sierra Jaden now with eight in the game. And Waverly, just like that, up 21-9. Just under 2 minutes to go. So the Tigers now down by a dozen. They have the ball in the front court. Mel Nagy to the free throw line. Bounce pass is going to be picked off there by Nikki Larson. Tigers turn it over. Front court quickly now. Allison Shipman. Shipman to her left. She will drive, shoot, and miss, but she's fouled on the play. That one just rolls off. Excuse me, Sierra Jaden will go to the line to shoot a pair. Quick first step by Jaden heading for the hoop. She was fouled as that shot just rolled off the rim. Marika Van Brocklin picks up her second. The Tigers getting in a hole here late in the first half. They're down by a dozen. Sierra Jaden has eight. Olivia Bender has nine. First free throw is no good. Paige Kennedy back in. Britton Thomas out for the Tigers. And Sierra Jaden will try the second. She missed the first. This free throw attempt is up, and this one is in and out. No good. Bunder rebounds, shoots, and scores. Offensive rebound and basket. Olivia Bunder, she has seven this quarter, 13 in the game. And it's now 23-9. Tigers now down by 14. Front court at Zoe Mays. Lost control of the ball, but she regains the basketball. Zoe drives into the lane. A runner from seven up, off, no good. Bunder with the rebound. Outlet pass to Jaden. Jaden and Bunder. Front court pass too strong there for Remy Sasson, out of bounds. Lady Vikings turn it over for the sixth time. Bailey Petzold, the sophomore, back in for the Tigers. Maddie Stokes, the sophomore, goes out. Again, a young Hastings High team. Only two seniors, Zoe Mays and Britton Thomas. They played one freshman here tonight, so the Tigers are young. They're going through some early season learning experiences. They're down 23-9, 1 minute to go on a whistle. Quick timeout, Greg Mays and Hastings High. So we'll take one with exactly 1 minute to go in the first half. It's Waverly 23, Hastings High 9. We're back in 30 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High has no field goals in the second quarter. In fact, the Tigers have only field goals in this game. Three-pointer and two-pointer, and then they have four free throws made. So no field goals, only 2 points this quarter for Hastings High. There's that offensive lull here, that consistency they were looking for. Not in this second quarter, only two free throws. Tigers have the ball. Zoe Mays will drive, put up a runner, shot up, rolls around, and rolls just off there. No good. Mays ties up. The rebounder on the play, Olivia Bunder. Zoe Mays trying to put some life into the offense. That one just rolls off, and it'll be Viking basketball. Jump ball there. It'll be Vikings playing it in. 46 seconds to go before halftime. Down in the backcourt to Larson. Nikki Larson to Sass, to Shipman, to Jaden, Sierra Jaden. Front court for the Lady Vikings with 35 seconds to go, and they lead by 14. Steadily increased, steadily. There's a pass intended for Olivia Bunder on the pick and roll. This one's behind Bunder. Turnover number 7 on the Lady Vikings. 28 seconds to go, first half, 23-9 in favor of the visitors from Waverly. Tigers have the ball in the front court. Zoe Mays for Hastings High. To Paige Kennedy, right side to Van Brocklin. Marika. Couple of dribbles with the left hand. Tipped away from her and out of bounds. Stays with the Tigers. 12 seconds to go. The Tigers need a 2 or a 3 here to get at least a field goal in this quarter. They have two free throws. Nagy with the ball. 8 seconds to go. The Tigers got to go here. They're between the rings with 5. Zoe Mays to the free throw line. Gives up the ball. Tipped away. Zoe's going to have to heave one up. She's about 45 feet away. Gets it in the air, and it's going to be wide. No good. Might not have counted anyway, and that is the end of the first half. The Tigers with only two free throws in the second quarter, only 3 points in the quarter, three free throws, no field goals. The Tigers trailered here at halftime. At halftime, Waverly 23, Hastings High 9. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. Blaine Bulis with you. We're at halftime of our girls' game here tonight. And the Waverly Lady Vikings have steadily increased their lead in this first half. They lead the Hastings High Tigers 23-9 here at halftime. The Tigers with no field goals and only three free throws in the second quarter. The Tigers outscored 12-6 in the first, but a late field goal at the buzzer gave the Vikings a six-point lead. The Tigers in pretty good shape. They're down by only six, but got outscored 11-3 in the second quarter. And the Lady Vikings lead it by the score of 23-9 here at halftime. Hastings High has never led in the game. They fell behind 7-0, got off to the slow start here, gave up the first 7 points, took the Tigers 2.5 minutes to score. It was 7-2. The Tigers got it down to 10-6 before that late field goal in the first quarter made it 12-6. Lady Vikings after one quarter of play. That lead goes up to 15-7 in the second quarter. Tigers get their first point of the second quarter at the 4:45 mark. Had a couple of free throws, and 15-9 at that point. The Tigers' second and third points of the quarter. So Hastings High got it to 15-9, but after that, the Vikings scored the last 8 points of the second quarter and lead it by the score of 23-9. So an 8-point run to end the second quarter for the Lady Vikings of Waverly. And they jumped the lead from 15-9 to 23-9 here at halftime of our girls' game. Remember, the boys' game to follow right here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Hastings High boys will host Beatrice. A little bit different situation here this evening, not playing the Waverly boys, but the Beatrice boys. This Waverly girls' game was scheduled for earlier this month here in Hastings, but the weather took care of that. They postponed it until tonight. The Waverly girls come tonight here at the Hastings High and take on the Tigers. The Beatrice boys were scheduled to play Hastings High on this night. That was on the original schedule, so ended up with a doubleheader. Waverly girls and Hastings High right now, and the Beatrice boys and Hastings High to follow just a bit later on here at the Hastings High gymnasium. In this first half of play, the Tigers have 6 points in the first quarter, three in the second, three free throws. Tigers only 4 out of 11 from the free throw line, and we have it unofficially at 11 first half turnovers on the Tigers. 5 points for Zoe Mays, a 3-point field goal, 2 out of 3 from the line for Mays. She has 5. Marika Van Brocklin has scored 3, 1 field goal, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for Marika. She has 3. And the other point, Paige Kennedy, 1 out of 2 from the line for the Tigers. So 5 for Mays, 3 for Van Brocklin, 1 for Kennedy for the Tigers. The Tigers missing 7 free throws. They made 4. They have no one in foul trouble into the basketball game. And the Tigers have 1 3-point field goal, 1 2-point field goal, 4 free throws in the contest, and 9 points in this first half. Well, the 1-2 offensive punch for the Lady Vikings of Waverly, doing their thing in the first half here for Waverly. Sierra Jaden, who leads the team in scoring with 15 through the first four games. Olivia Boonder, the 6'1 sophomore, who averages 14 a game through the first four. Boonder has 11. Jaden has 8 for Lady Vikings. They have 19 of the 23 Waverly points. A three-point field goal for Allison Shipman and one free throw for Remy Sass. 12 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, 23 and a half for Waverly. 19 of those, Boonder and Jaden. 11 for Boonder, Jaden with 8 in the contest. The Lady Vikings only 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. We have them with 7 first half turnovers. But Waverly has led all the way. Their biggest lead is at this point 12 points in the contest, 23-9. 14-point lead. That's the difference right now here at halftime. Waverly 23, Hastings High 9. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll have some more halftime information for you after this 90-second timeout.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 Starphone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings High, the Tiger Den. Waverly leads Hastings High's girls 23-9 here at halftime. The Tigers falling behind early 7-0, and that's been moved up to 14 points here at halftime. The Vikings up 23-9. Hastings High, busy day here at Hastings High on this next to last day of school for Hastings. The more semester tests tomorrow, and they'll go to about noon tomorrow, so these kids still got tests tomorrow and tests today, so the first semester winding down. But a busy day here on the athletic floors, the JV and varsity games here tonight. Wrestling earlier today here at Hastings High, the Tigers hosting Columbus, and a victory for the Hastings High Tigers on the wrestling mat over Columbus. First time we understand in a long time that Hastings High has defeated Columbus in wrestling, but the Tigers win a duel over Columbus today here at Hastings High, the final event before Christmas break for the Hastings High wrestlers, and they get a victory, dual victory, over Columbus here tonight. And we did find out that the Hastings High Tiger girls will be playing Columbus in the first round of the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference basketball tournament. That holiday tournament will be next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Lexington. The Hastings High girls will be taking on Columbus at 2 o'clock next Wednesday, the 28th of December, at the West Gym at Lexington. Win or lose, the Tigers will play at 2 o'clock on Thursday, the 29th, and they play for all eight places. So everybody will be guaranteed three games. That's next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at Lexington, the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference basketball tournament, that three-day event in Lexington this year. We're going to take a timeout, our final timeout. When we return, we'll have the third period of play. Here at halftime, it's Waverly 23, Hastings High 9. We're back with the third quarter in 1 minute.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Third quarter underway. Hastings high, ball down by 14. Patty Stokes, Marika Van Brocklin inside to Britton Thomas. Shot going to be up off there. No good. Zoe Mays on the floor. Also, Mel Nagy missed the shot. Mays gets the rebound, gives it to Thomas, and Thomas scores. Britton Thomas with the field goal. The Tigers try to move that ball inside to Britton Thomas to set up their offense this time down, and Thomas gets the feed there and scores, and it's 23-11. Waverly basketball. Alicia Loveless is stripped there of the basketball they fight for. Nagy got a hand in there, tipped it away from Loveless, and then Nagy ties up Alicia Loveless. Alternate possession on the jump ball stays with Waverly, as they have Sierra Jaden, Remy Sass, Olivia Boonder, Allison Shipman, and Alicia Loveless on the floor, their original starters. 23-11 in favor of Waverly. Early in period number three, Shipman with the basketball now to Sass to the right baseline, lobs it inside, tipped away by Thomas. She goes to the floor. She's tied up by Boonder. It'll be Hastings high ball. So Britton Thomas with the aggression there on defense. Tips it away, grabbed it, tied up by Boonder. Tiger basketball on the alternate possession. So the turnover. Waverly's eighth of the game. Inside shot put up no good in a battle for it on the baseline. Stokes and Loveless tie each other up. It'll go this time to Waverly. On that alternate possession on the jump ball, it'll be Tigers on defense here. Waverly basketball, as they get everybody set, they're going to go to the basket to our left here this third quarter. It's a jump ball call. It goes to the Vikings. A little over a minute gone, third quarter, 23-11. Waverly over Hastings High. Lady Vikings basketball in the scoring zone. Inside pass, Thomas there has tipped it away. Britton can't control it. It goes off Thomas, but again, Britton Thomas getting in the passing lane, getting in front of Olivia Boonder. Boonder with 11 big points for Waverly in that first half. Tigers on the defense here. Basketball. Allison Shipman for the Vikings to Loveless. Shipman now to Jaden. Sierra Jaden with the basketball. Left wing now to Allison Shipman. Shipman with the basketball on the left wing, and a timeout call, a five-second call. Turnover. Good defense there by the Tigers, and Waverly has to turn it over. And it'll be basketball to the Tigers on that turnover. A five-second call. And the Tigers inbound the ball down here by 12. 6:20 to go. Third quarter, Zoe Mays, front court for Hastings side. They shoot at the basket to our right here. Mays right side to Van Brocklin. Marika with it, gets a screen to the lane, bounce pass to Nagy for three from the wing in the air, off the iron, no good. Long rebound in the corner, whistle. Foul going to be called on Marika Van Brocklin as she headed for the hoop after the missed shot and ended up knocking down one of the Vikings. The third foul, and Van Brocklin, she will pick up her third. Bailey Petzold, the sophomore, in for Hastings High. Petzold in the game. And Van Brocklin with three fouls goes out. 6 minutes to go, third quarter, 23-11 Waverly. On court. Boonder with it now at the free throw line. Hands the ball back to Sierra Jaden. She's at the baseline. Lost it out of bounds. Turnover Waverly. They're third this quarter. They have 10 in the game. Tigers with more aggressiveness on the defense here. 10 turnovers on Waverly. 11 on Hastings High. Backcourt pressure by the Vikings. Front court pass to Thomas. to Stokes. Matty with it. Stokes gives up her dribble, passes to Nagy. Mel Nagy with the basketball, top of the key to Zoe Mays. They shoot at the basket right in front of Coach Greg Mays, directs a little traffic, does Coach Mays. Mays, Zoe passes left side to Petzold. They lead it, Nagy. 5:22, clock runs, third quarter, right side to Stokes. Zone defense by the Vikings. Free throw line, it's Mays. To Nagy, left side to Petzold. Fakes, drives to the baseline. Underneath the basket, cut off there by the big people. Bouncing it off a Viking and out of bounds. So Petzold, surrounded by Lady Vikings, bounces it off Alicia Lovelace. And the Tigers will control underneath their own basket. 23-11, Mays inbounds to Nagy. Pass inside Nagy, and she gets rid of that basketball. She's fouled there by Allison Shipman. That's number two on Shipman. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Tigers with the only points this quarter. They've outscored the Vikings 2-0, but the Tigers still 12 points down. Work against the zone. Nagy with it. Bounce pass free throw line to Mays. Left wing to Stokes. Top of the key. Nagy will take the three from there. In and out. No good. Rebound by Lovelace. Lovelace with the 5'11 junior getting that rebound. Front court, Remy Sass for the Vikings now to Sierra Jaden. Jaden in the right wing. Gets a screen. Has no shot. Lob inside to Lovelace. Stolen away there by Nagy. Now the turnover on Waverly. There, 11. Steal Nagy. Front court, Mays. Zoe gives up her dribble. Tipped away from her and a whistle as coming out of there with it is Allison Shipman and the Tigers foul on the play. So the Tigers turn it over. Zoe Mays picks up her second. Tigers turn it over there and then have to foul. Ashley Davis in the junior first appearance for Ashley Davidson. Also in the game is Nikki Larson. She played a couple of shifts in the first half for the Vikings. They have the ball leading 23-11. Larson now to Davidson, the junior. 5'3" Davidson. To Boonder, cross court to Larson at the baseline. A whistle. Nikki bumped on the play. Maddie Stokes picks up the foul for the Tigers. Non-shooting situation. Vikings will play it in. Shipman inbounds long to Boonder. Free throw line, 16-footer, good. Sylvia Boonder, again, just steps out and makes that 16-footer on the out-of-bounds pass. 25-11, 4 minutes gone, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nagy in the front court for Hastings High. To May, stops and pops from 13 off the front iron. No good rebound by Shipman of Waverly. Allison with it, dribbles it across the timeline into the offensive zone for the Waverly Lady Vikings. Up 25-11. Inside to Lovelace. Turn, shoot, shot short. Boonder there to rebound and score, and she's fouled. No answers for Olivia Boonder. 15 in the game. She's over her average. Britton Thomas picks up the foul. And Olivia Boonder will go to the line to try to complete this three-point play. She has 15. It's 27-11. Nagy out. Alex Schmidt in. Britton Thomas and Zoe Mays also go out. Also checking in for the Tigers is Paige Kennedy. Free throw up and good. Boonder completes the three-point play. She has 16, and it's 28-11. The backcourt as Schmidt gets into the front court. Pass grabbed there by Maddie Stokes. Her pass underneath is tipped and stolen out of there by the Vikings. 13th turnover on the Tigers. Pass underneath all alone is Larson, but tipped away and stolen there by Bailey Petzold as Bailey gets back to get the steal there for the Tigers. They have it in the front court. Stokes knocked away from her out of bounds. And Zoe Mays quickly back in for the Tigers. Zoe can't take too long of breaks here. As she comes back in for Bailey Christie, who was out there for a couple of shifts. Shayna Polivka in the game for Waverly. 3:11 to go, third quarter, 28-11 in favor of the visitors from Waverly. Tigers try to control it inbounds, tipped out of bounds by Allison Shipman of Waverly. Tigers will play it in. 3:07 to go in the third quarter. Hastings three free throws in the second quarter, only 2 points this quarter. Only 11 in the game. Tigers lose it inside, turn it over for the 14th time. Vikings come out of there with it. Ashley Davidson front court to Allison Shipman. Right side to Nikki Larson.
Pass lobbed inside to Boonder. She hits the deck, and coming out of there with the basketball, Zoe Mays. Waverly turns it over for the 13th time. Mays will drive all the way into the lane, lost control of the ball. Picked up there by Davidson. Tigers turn it right back over. Now they lose it in the backcourt. Players on the deck. Mays is fouled as Zoe comes up with the basketball, and she's fouled from behind. Allison Shipman picks up that foul as Mays got the steal and was fouled on the play. And a non-shooting situation. 2:39 to go. Alicia Loveless and Sierra Jaden check in. Boonder will get a rest. Boonder goes out with 16 here in the third quarter. Tigers will play it in. Allison Shipman also goes out. 2:39 to go, third quarter. Mays inbounds. Shot put up right there by Schmidt is going to be in and out. No good with the left hand for three. Long rebound picked up there by Alex Schmidt, the freshman. And the Tigers control. It's Mays, right wing. 28 to 11. The Tigers making no dent at all in this Waverly lead. It's 17 now. Tigers just can't score the basketball. And there's an errant pass on the far sideline. Tigers turn it over for the 16th time. And unforced error there, just a high and wide pass. Too much length, too much height, too much strength in the middle for Waverly in this game. They have shut down the inside game of the Tigers. Jaden into the front court, pass underneath to Loveless. She will shoot, and she's fouled in the play, and she'll go to the line with Alicia to shoot two. Tigers foul there with 2:08 to go third quarter. I'll call in Paige Kennedy. So second, Alicia Loveless goes to the line to shoot two for Waverly. She has not scored in the ball game. Makes the first of two, 29-11. A Bailey Christie, the 5'3 junior, back in for the Tigers. Maddie Stokes goes out, 2:08 to go third quarter. It's 29-11. As Loveless eyes the second, shoots it, misses it. Kennedy rebounds. Battle for it on the baseline, though, as Kennedy's tied up. It'll go to Hastings High. A tie up there gives the ball to Hastings High. Down 29-11, the biggest lead of the evening. 18 now for the visitors from Waverly. Tigers have the ball, try to break this backcourt pressure. Petzold with it. Lobs a pass in the front court to Alex Schmidt. Schmidt gives up her dribble, passes back out to Bailey Christie. On the wing, shot for three in the air. It's going to be good this time. And Bailey Petzold. Petzold's three-pointer, her first bucket, 29-14. Tigers' first field goal, second field goal this quarter, first three since the first quarter. Pass underneath to Loveless, shot put up, rolls her off, no good. Rebounded by Kennedy, and Paige is fouled in the backcourt. So the rebound there by Paige Kennedy and a foul on Waverly. And it's on. Alicia Loveless, and that's her fourth. Four on Loveless, and she's going to sit down, and Olivia Boonder will check in for the Vikings. 1:34 to go in period number three. 29-14. In favor of Waverly. Alex Schmidt in the backcourt for Hastings High with the right-hand dribble into the front court. Pass to Petzold. Inside to Kennedy. Paige will shoot a fallaway 13-footer. Rolls around and down. Paige Kennedy with the field goal. 29-16. The Tigers with the last five. Have cut it now down to 13. Front court is Jaden. Sierra Jaden for Waverly with 1:05 to go in the third quarter. Jaden with the basketball screen from Boonder. Pick and roll. Shot up. Going to be way short. Trying to save it as Boonder. She does, but it goes to the Tigers. Alex Schmidt. Schmidt front court tipped away from her. Tigers turn it right back over to Waverly. Front court is Sierra Jaden. Pass underneath to Boonder is going to be too strong and over her head and out of bounds. Turnover Waverly, number eight this half, 15 in the game. 46 seconds to go, third quarters. The teams go back and forth with turnovers, 29-16. Let me Sass checking in for the Lady Vikings. Mel Nagy back in for the Tigers, replacing Bailey Christie. Backcourt, it's Zoe Mays. Front court, two-handed pass to Nagy. Mel with the basketball on the right wing. Now we'll dribble it out between the rings. Slow it up a little bit with 35 seconds to go. Mays with it to Nagy. Mel with the basketball between the rings on the dribble. Just man-to-man defense. And Mays with the basketball in the lane. Dishes out. Petzold for three in the air. Off the iron. No good. Battle upon the baseline. Schmidt comes up with the Tigers with 14 seconds to go. To Mays, her pass is going to be picked off by Jaden. Turnover, Tigers. Jaden drives, She shoots, shot short, no good. Rebound on the baseline by the Tigers. Bailey Petzold, and she's fouled in the backcourt. Remy Sass picks up her third. The Tigers, with 6.3 seconds to go, will come the length of the floor to try to get a two or three up here with 6.3 seconds to go in period number three. Mays in the backcourt with three. Timeline with two. Zoe will drive. Passes the ball to Nagy. Shot at the buzzer will be off the backboard and no good. That's the end of the third quarter after three. Waverly 29. Hastings High 16. We're back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. We're about ready to start the fourth quarter. It's Waverly 29, Hastings High 16. The Tigers did score the last 5 points of the third quarter of play. They outscored the Lady Vikings 7-6, but the Tigers down by 14 at the half. Have cut it to only 13 here after 3, 29-16. Hastings High has 5 points from Zoe Mays, three each from Paige Kennedy, Bailey Petzold, and Marika Van Brocklin, and two from Britton Thomas. The Tigers, with only three free throws in the second quarter, did get 7 points in the third, outscored the Vikings, but they're down here 29-16 starting the fourth quarter of play. Remy Sass will throw it in for the Lady Vikings. Jared Jaden's in the game. Olivia Boonder, Alicia Lovelace with four fouls, and Allison Shipman. Mel Nagy for the Tigers, Marika Van Brocklin, Bailey Petzold, Zoe Mays, and Paige Kennedy. Fourth quarter just underway. The Tigers down here by 13 as we begin it. And Waverly with the basketball. Five team fouls on the Tigers, four on the Vikings. Inside to Boonder. Turns, shoots, off the iron. No good. Paige Kennedy will pick up the foul as Boonder, just a lot to handle. The 6'1" sophomore has 16. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Here at Jaden, who had eight in the first half, didn't score in the third. But Boonder had five of the 6 points in that third quarter for Waverly. And she has 16 in the game. Kennedy picked up the foul. That's three on Page. Free throw up and good. One out of two for Boonder. She has 17, and it's 30-16. Biggest lead was 17-28-11. For Waverly, they're up by 14 here. They've controlled the game from the get-go, scored the first seven. There's an errant pass picked off by Jaden, and now a scramble on the far side of the floor and a jump ball. It'll be Hastings high ball. On the floor, face down on the floor, is Sierra Jaden as she deflected that basketball and then hit the deck. And Sierra's still down here. The Tigers will have the basketball when we resume. We're early in the fourth quarter, 7:31 to go. 30-16 Waverly, as they have, again, led from the get-go, jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Sierra Jaden slowly now gets to her knees. She's going to step out of the game. Now holding her right elbow. Went to bang that thing pretty good on the floor, but she's keeping the right arm close to the body and holding that right elbow. She's out of the game, and quickly checking in is Ashley Davidson. So Jaden, one of the leaders and one of the top scorers so far this season. It's like an arm injury here. We'll have to sit down. She can get back in the basketball games. The Tigers have the basketball in the offensive zone. Marika Van Brocklin for Hastings High. The free throw line. Bounce pass to Zoe Mays. 7:10 to go in the ball game. 30-16 Waverly. Maybe Petzold for three in the air. Off the backboard and rim. No good. A long rebound on the far sideline. Saving it is Zoe Mays. Tipped around. They still fight for it. And the Tigers try to grab it. And the Tigers are fouled in the play as Paige Kennedy grabbed that basketball. The Tigers saved it. And foul going to be called. Olivia Boonder, it's her second. 15 fouls on the Lady Vikings, only two on Boonder. She's slow in getting up. And Boonder's holding her left shoulder. This is becoming a nightmare for the Lady Vikings, their top two scorers. Looks like a right elbow for Jaden, and now the left shoulder Olivia Boonder holding her left shoulder as she sits on the floor here at Hastings High School. The top two scores on the season and the top two tonight for the Vikings. Getting banged up in a matter of about 20 seconds in this basketball game. Jaden's on the near sideline. She's came off holding her left elbow, and Olivia Boonder is got a stinger or something on that left shoulder, and hope it's not any more serious than that. So Jaden and Boonder are both on the bench for Waverly. So they have Alicia Loveless, who has four fouls, the 5'11 junior on the floor. 14-point cushion with 1 minute gone, 7 minutes to go in the game. The top two players on the bench now with injuries for the Waverly Vikings. Tigers have the ball. Nagy has his own defense here for the Lady Vikings. Petzold in the left corner back out to Mays. Top of the key to Nagy for three in the air. Off the iron, no good, tipped around, grabbed by no one yet. Petzold goes to the far corner, and she's pushed as she goes for the basketball. So another foul on the Lady Vikings here. Allison Shipman picks up her fourth. So two starters on the bench with injuries, two starters with four fouls for the Vikings. But the Tigers have got to make some hay out of this if they can. Vikings going through a rough patch here. Nagy comes out. Alex Schmidt back in for the Tigers. It's still 30-16, 6:35 to go. The Vikings in a zone defense, and the Tigers are going to have to penetrate and get some hoops here if they expect to get back in the game. But they still have a chance here. And Petzold has it to Van Brocklin. Top of the key to Schmidt, to Petzold. Inside to Kennedy. Turn, shoots from 10 feet, is no good. A battle for Mays, ties up Remy Sass. Alternate possession on the jump ball. It'll be Waverly basketball. 6:16 to go in the ball game. 30-16, Waverly. Each team with 16 fouls, so we'll shoot free throws the rest of the way on non-offensive fouls. And we'll see what the Vikings do now without Jaden and Boonder on the floor with injuries. A 14-point cushion helping the Vikings there. Van Brocklin with the defense tips it out of bounds. Tigers will step back on defense now as the Vikings will play it in. And Remy Sass, the senior, is going to throw it in on the near sideline right in front of the Waverly bench. Does to Nikki Larson. Larson to the lane now, backs out of that lane, right side. Top of the key now is Allison Shipman. Inside, pass deflected, but a foul going to be called on Zoe Mays of the Tigers, her third. Tigers have Mays with three and Paige Kennedy with three. Marika Van Brocklin with three. 1-1 coming up here now for Nikki Larson on the seventh team foul. Larson one in bonus. Vikings 4 out of 10 from the free throw line through the first three quarters. 5 out of 12. First one made here by Larson. She earns the bonus. To 16. And the Vikings have controlled it from the get-go. Second free throw by Larson is good. She makes them both. 32-16. Vikings by 16. Backcourt, it's Mays. Mays to Kennedy. Page across the timeline on the dribble. Double team there. Has to get rid of the basketball. Gives up her dribble. Goes through the defense. Passes to Van Brocklin. Marika travels as she looked underneath. Had no one to pass to. The defense was there, and Van Brocklin turned it over. Tigers unofficially with 19 turnovers. 15 on Waverly. Ashley Davidson into the front court for the Vikings. 32-16, Waverly. 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Tigers just not able to score tonight. They've got 16 points in this game. In the lane, shot put up by Loveless is no good, but Alicia's foul, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. And Petzold picks up her first. Petzold with the foul. Alicia Loveless. Free throw line to shoot two. 1 out of 2 from the line. 1 point on the evening. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. First free throw good by Loveless, 33-16. The Vikings back to their 17-point lead. That's been their biggest. Second free throw by Alicia Loveless is in the air, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net. Makes them both 34-16. And the Tigers in a big hole here with 5:21 to go because the Tigers just not been able to score in this basketball game. Mays with the basketball. Zoe will drive on the baseline. Into the lane. Shot put up and good. Zoe Mays now with 7. 34-18. Tigers down here by 16 with just under 5 minutes to go in the contest. Tigers over the foul limit, so they have to play good defense. Not attempting to foul here. Shot put up and good from 13. Allison Shippen has 5. 36-18, Vikings. Backcourt, Alex Schmidt for Hastings High to Zoe Mays. Mays, front court now to Van Brocken. Pass deflected, intended for Kennedy, but Page grabs the ball. Now back out to Van Brocken for 3 in the air. In and out, no good. Rebound in the lane by the Lady Vikings. A foul going to be called on Zoe Mays. That's her 4th for Hastings High. We'll walk to the basket and free throw line to our left for a 1 and bonus coming up for the Vikings. It looks like it's going to be Ashley Davidson for that 1-1. Bailey Christie, Mel Nagy back in for the Tigers. Alex Schmidt out. Zoe Mays will have to sit down a little bit. Really the only offensive threat so far for Hastings High. 7 points, but 4 fouls on Mays. And Ashley Davidson for the 1-1 bonus for the Vikings. Free throw up. No good. Loveless with the rebound. Offensive board. Shot up short. No good. Paige Kennedy grabs the ball for the Tigers. 36-18 Waverly, 4:19 clock runs, fourth quarter. Front court, it's Bailey Christie for the Tigers. To the free throw line, right side of Van Brocklin. Marika with it. Left-handed dribbles, bounce pass. To Christie, to Nagy. And the Tigers not with much time here, and now the Vikings playing this zone defense. The 2-3 has stymied the Tigers all evening. Hastings High loses control of the ball here. Nagy has to go to the floor now to tie up the Vikings. Allison Shipman, it'll stay with the Tigers with 3:53 to play in the game, 36-18 in favor of Waverly. So the Tigers struggling to get to 20 points here tonight. They've not scored more than 7 in any quarter. Nagy's to the timeline and bounces the basketball, and the defense there by Shipman forces Nagy to the timeline, and the ball goes across that timeline. The Tigers turn it over here and a timeout on the floor. 3:47 to go in the ball game. It's Waverly 36, Hastings High 18. Back in 30 seconds.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And back at Hastings High School, the Tiger Den. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight. Hastings High girls losing here 36-18 with 3:47 to go. And to follow, the Hastings High boys and the Beatrice Orangemen here this evening. Final tune-up for all of these teams before the five-day moratorium goes into effect, and, of course, the Christmas holiday. No practice, no games tomorrow through next Tuesday. Everybody back in action with practice or games next Wednesday night. Viking basketball out of bounds as they have the big lead in the basketball, and they're going to force the Tigers to chase. There's a pass tip for the Tigers. It stays with the Vikings. Nikki Larson travels. Nikki headed for the hoop there for Vikings, but traveled. Tigers send Zoe Mays in there for Bailey Christie. Christie in there for a little defense. Mays back in there for the offensive side of things as the Tigers have to go here if they have any chance to get this one. Again, the points have been hard to come by. There's a pass in the front court. No one looking for the Tigers. They turn it over for the 21st time in the basketball game. That one picked off by the Vikings. Allison Shipman will take a 12-footer, rolls around and off. No good. Offensive rebound shot up and good by Nikki Larson. 4 this quarter for Larson, 38-18. Vikings increased their biggest lead now up to 20. 38-18 with 3:05 to go. Front court, it's Paige Kennedy for Hastings High. Long pass underneath is tipped and out of bounds off a Viking. That was a long cross-court pass headed for underneath the hoop. Tipped away and out of bounds by the Vikings. It looks like the two injured players, Jaden and Boonder, elbow and shoulder, look like. Going to sit the rest of this one out. The Vikings aren't going to need him. Nagy drives into the lane, lost control of the ball. The Tigers with the unforced error lose it out of bounds. It's back to the Vikings, and Hastings High is going to clear things off the bench here with 2:55 to go. We're going to see Matty Edelman, a 5'10 junior, who's playing with a broken nose. Elizabeth Franson, a 5'9 freshman, into the game for the Tigers. Zoe Mays goes out. Mel Nagy goes out. Paige Kennedy. Tigers gang's setting up the white flag here. Mo Boyd on the floor, 5'8 junior for the Tigers, as they're back on defense here. There's a pass tipped out of bounds by Madley Edelman, who's in the game. Bailey Christie stays out on the floor. Elizabeth Franson out there and Bailey Petzl for the Tigers. The Tigers getting some of the folks in there haven't played much this year. Driving is Larson, puts up the shot off the glass and rim. No good for the Vikings. Tipped around on a whistle. Foul going to be called on the play. Who's it on? Tigers or the Vikings? On the Vikings. Nicky Larson picks up that foul. The Tigers will go to the free throw line for the one and bonus on the 17th foul with 2:44 to go. Maddie Edelman will shoot the one and bonus for the Tigers. Maddie is a 5'10" junior. Again, she has played with a broken nose and has under the effects of that. She still has that broken nose, and she makes the free throw, earns the bonus, 38-19. Maddie Edelman at the free throw line. She's played a little bit for the Tigers this year. Like Maddie 1.2 points per game this season. Misses the second, makes one out of two, and it's 38-19. With 2:44 to go, Tigers with pressure in the backcourt. Allison Shipman will pass it long down court. Behind the defense is Davis, and she will shoot miss. But Ashley's fouled in the play. And she'll go to the line to shoot two for the Waverly Lady Vikings. With 2:39 to go in the ball game. 38-19, and the Tigers are going to head to that Christmas break at 0-6 with the conference tournament coming up. And they'll play three games in 3 days next week. Free throw up and good by Ashley Davidson. She was fouled in the act, 39-19. And Waverly gets some more folks in the game. Kensley Schulke, a 5'7 junior for the first time in the game. Second free throw is no good. A long rebound grab by Bailey Petzl of Hastings High. And the Tigers control the basketball. Bailey Christie in the front court to Bailey Petzl. Petzl bounce pass to Christie. 2:22 clock runs, 39-19 Waverly. Christie on the dribble. Still with the basketball. Gives it up now to Mo Boyd. Mo with the basketball. Back out to Bailey Christie. Tigers getting some of the younger folks in the game here. There's a shot for three. Top of the key. No good by Christie. And the rebound goes out to Sam Hart, who's in there for the first time for the Lady Vikings. There's a pass shot put up on the play. Going to be no good this time by Kinsley Schulke. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline, and it'll be off the Tiger. 1:49 to go in the ballgame, 39-19 Waverly, and they will throw it in, and Ashley Davidson will play it in for the maroon and white of the Waverly Vikings. There's a shot for three by Davidson. It's no good. Rebound far sideline will go out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. We'll play out the final 1:43. Hastings High will be 0-6 with the conference tournament coming up next week. And just no offense here tonight. Good zone defense for the most part by the Vikings. The Tigers fall behind early and trailed 7-0, and you get no closer than 4 the rest of the way. There's a pass picked off as the Tigers turn it over. Driving on the steal is Nicky Larson, cut off there at the baseline. Still has the ball. Tigers on defense here with 1:20 to go in the ballgame. Davidson for three from the wing is good. Ashley Davidson with four this quarter, 42-19. Waverly ups its biggest lead up to 23, 42-19 with 1:06 to go in the ballgame. And Waverly will go to 3-2 on this basketball season. The Lady Vikings will hit Christmas at 3-2. The Tigers turn it over once again. And officially 24 times tonight. Viking basketball, final 50 seconds of the game. Davidson for three again. This one's no good. Tipped around, a long rebound. They fight for it, and coming to the center line. The Tigers have to foul there as they go for the basketball. It's called on Bailey Petzold. At this point, we're playing out the final 42-9. Shayna Polivka will go to the line for the shooting two as the Tigers over that 10-foul limit, and Polivka will shoot two for Waverly. 42-19, the Vikings get the first one made by Polivka. 43-19. Shayna will throw up the second one. This one's up, and this one's good. Makes them both. 44-19. The Vikings by 25 will play out the final 40 seconds of the game. The Tigers have the basketball. Mo Boyd in the front court. Passes inside to Maddie Edelman. Maddie shot up. No good, but she's fouled on the play, and Edelman will go to the line. Shoot two. Shayna Polivka picks up her third. To the free throw line to shoot two. And Maddie Edelman, one out of two from the line. 1 point for Maddie. She'll shoot two with 34 seconds to go. Free throw up and good, 44-20. Edelman makes the first of two. Second free throw by Maddie's good. She makes them both. So three this quarter, all from the line for Edelman. 44-21 with 34 seconds to go. The Tigers a little backcourt pressure, but this one will go into the win column for Waverly, into the loss column for Hastings High. This final game before the Christmas holiday for these high school basketball teams, the last night for competition before our moratorium goes into effect starting tomorrow for 5 days. Shot put up inside, no good. Rebound shot up and good this time. Sam Hart with the offensive rebound and basket, 46-21. The final 5 seconds, the Tigers in the front court. Petzold with it. Tigers need to throw one up here. Christie with it, puts it up at the buzzer, partially deflected, well short, and that's the end of the ball game. And Waverly leads from start to finish. The Lady Vikings defeat the Hastings High Tigers. The final score, Waverly 46, Hastings High 21. Hastings High never led. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. Hastings High Tigers dropped this one by the score of 46-21 in girls high school basketball here this evening. The Tigers just could not get anything going offensively into the basketball game. They fell behind 7-0. The Tigers scoring only 21 points in the game. Hastings High had 2 field goals in the first quarter, had none in the second, had 3 in the third, and had 1 in the fourth. So the Tigers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, only 6 field goals in the game. 2 from 3-point range and 4 from 2-point range. That's 14 points, and the other 7 from the free throw line. The Tigers, 7 out of 15. So the Tigers with only 6 field goals in the ball game. They scored 9 points in the first half, only 12 in the second. The 2-3 zone and the big people in the middle for Waverly making the difference. Olivia Boonder, the 6'1" player, Alicia Loveless, 5'11", and Sierra Jaden at 5'10", controlling the back part of that zone. The two guards out front, the Tigers cannot penetrate inside. They relied on the three-point shot early. Couldn't get it to fall. Again, had only six field goals for the entire basketball game. A couple of three-pointers, four two-pointers, 7 out of 15 from the line. And Boonder and Jaden combined for 25 of the 46 points offensively for Waverly. They led the thing from start to finish. The Vikings jump out to a 7-0 lead. The Tigers cut it to 7-2, and 10-6 would be as close as the Tigers would get. 4 points in that second quarter, 10-6, but a field goal at the buzzer for the Vikings gave them momentum going into the second quarter. They led 12-6. They kept moving the lead up to 15-7. At that point, the Tigers cut it to 15-9, and then the Vikings got the last 8 points of the second quarter, went up 23-9, ending the second quarter on an 8-point run. Led 23-9 at halftime. The Tigers come out with a more aggressiveness offensively and defensively in the second half. They scored to make it 23-11, but the Vikings then upped that lead to 29-11, 29-16 at the three quarters, although the Tigers outscored Waverly 7-6 in the third, but the Vikings led 29-16 at the three quarters. And the fourth quarter, back and forth they went. The Vikings just continued to move that lead up. They got it up to 34-16 with 5:21 to go, 38-18 in the fourth quarter. Eventually got it up to 44-19, a 25-point lead, and the Vikings went on to win it by 25, 46-21. So Waverly, from start to finish, the Tigers just not able to penetrate the zone, not able to score from the field much in this game, and just fell in the hole early and couldn't get out of it. And the Tigers unofficially with 24 turnovers in the game, the Vikings with 16. That's unofficially in this contest, as Hastings High drops it by the score of 46-21. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll have the scoring in this ball game and some other information for you as we're between games. But the Hastings High boys going to take on Beatrice in game number 2 coming up here this evening at the Tiger Den. The final score here in the girls' game is Waverly 46, Hastings High 21. We'll be back with more on this girls' game in 2 minutes.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Oohs and Ahs level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, welcome back to Hastings High School. The girls' game finished here this evening. Waverly beats Hastings High by the score of 46-21. The Tigers have only six players score. It's Zoe Mays led the way with 7 points for Hastings High. Three apiece for Maddie Edelman, who came off the bench late, made three free throws. Starter Marika Van Brocklin had three. Paige Kennedy had three. Bailey Petzold had a three-pointer for three. And one field goal for Britton Thomas. She had two. Tigers led by Zoe Mays with seven. The Tigers with 9 first-half points, 12 in the second. Again, only 6 field goals from the floor for Hastings High. They're 7 of 15 from the free throw line and score 21 points here tonight. For the Lady Vikings of Waverly, Olivia Boonder scored 17, 11 in the first half, another 6 in the second. She had 17. The 6-foot-1-inch sophomore led the way, the 6-foot-1-inch junior for the Lady Vikings. Sophomore. Olivia is a sophomore. 17. Sierra Jaden, the 5'10 junior, had 8. She had all 8 in the first half, didn't score in the second. But 25 of the 46 points scored by the top two scorers for Waverly, Boonder and Jaden. Both those players were injured in the second half of this game. Like Jaden was holding her left elbow, and Boonder, her left shoulder. They were both hurt in the fourth quarter of play. Didn't play the rest of the way, but the cushion was big enough for the Lady Vikings, and they held on to win it by the score 46-21. 17 for Boonder, 8 for Sierra Jaden, 5 points for Allison Shipman, 4 for Nikki Larson, 4 for Ashley Davidson, 3 for Alicia Loveless, 2 for Shayna Polibka, 2 for Sam Hart, and 1 for Remy Saff for the Lady Vikings. They go 12 of 21 from the free throw line, and again, I had Waverly with 16 turnovers in the game. Hastings High unofficially with 24 in the contest. And Waverly scores 23 in the first half, 23 in the second, 46 for the game, and they win it 46-21 here this evening. Hastings High falls to 0-6 on the season, and the Tigers off until the conference tournament next Wednesday in Lexington. Waverly now 3-2 on the year, and the Waverly Lady Vikings will be hosting the Waverly Holiday Tournament along with the guys on December 29th and the 30th in Waverly. That'll be their tournament between Christmas and New Year's, the Waverly Holiday Tournament. The Lady Vikings now 3-2, Hastings High now 0-6 on the basketball season. And for the Hastings High Tigers, we have those official pairings now. The Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament will be next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, December 28th, 29th, and the 30th. They play 3 days. They play 3 games in 3 days. They play for all 8 positions. On the girls' side of things, and all these games will be at Lexington hosting the conference tournament this year. The girls' division, Hastings High, will start as the 8th seed in the 8-team tournament. They'll take on number 1 Columbus next Wednesday, December 28th at 2 o'clock. Next Wednesday afternoon in Lexington. Win or lose, the Tigers will play Thursday the 29th at 2 o'clock. And, of course, depending on day 2, what time they will play on Friday to be determined. The Hastings High boys in the conference tournament will be playing Kearney next Wednesday night at 7:15. That game will be also at Lexington, 7:15 next Wednesday night, and I believe the Tigers are the 8th seed on the boys' side of things also, but Hastings High goes against the Kearney boys, 7:15 next Wednesday, and the Tigers, win or lose next Wednesday, will play at 3:45 next Thursday, and of course, their third game to be determined and what happened on the first 2 days of play. So the Hastings High teams competing at the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference meet coming up next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at Lexington High School. Well, the girls' game in the books here tonight. Hastings High drops it to Waverly by the score of 46-21. Say, what we're going to do here is take a little break and send it back to 1230 KHAS Radio. It's about 11 and a half minutes on the clock here before they whistle these two teams in to give the starting lineups and the play-by-play. So what we're going to do is take a timeout for about 6 minutes here and rejoin you at 7:30 tonight. We'll rejoin you at 7:30 with the theme for the open for game number 2. That'll be at 7:30 tonight here on KHS. We'll take a little break, and John Dibbern can give you a little weather maybe and update you on what's going on a little bit back at the radio station. And we'll rejoin you at 7:30 here at Hastings High for game number 2. Again, the final score in game number 1, the Waverly girls 46, The Hastings High Girls 21 will rejoin you in about 5 minutes at 7:30. Blaine Bulis here at Hastings High School. Talk to you again at 7:30.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is just moments away on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 12:30 a.m. KHAS Radio.